leave the shotgun at home. If spending is a problem for you, don't take your credit card to the store. Give it to your spouse. All right, scratch that. Yeah, put the stumbling block in front of her, why don't you? That way, when she talks to you about what you did, you can say, well, yeah, well, the other day. Give it to an elder of the church. Matt Hauser. Give it to Matt. He'll take it to NSA. You'll never see that thing again. Leave the shotgun at home. Amen. Let me give you another suggestion. Number two. Praise God. Oh, before I get to that. Yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah, let's just go on to number two. Number two, stop sitting in front of the bank. Amen. Just stop sitting in front of the bank with drool running down your chin as you think about that power that you have when you walk in with that gun and the money that you walk out with and the trip, the adrenaline rush that is for you. Man, your heart just starts beating, your breath comes heavy, you come out of there just so psyched, man. No wonder you can't stop robbing the bank. Stop sitting in front of the bank, man. Either, you know, you're just fueling the temptation when you sit and dwell and dwell and dwell on those thoughts. It just stokes the fires of evil inside of you. Stop sitting there in the parking lot. You know, if you got to do some banking, you know, just run in, get in, get out, or send someone else to do the banking. Just send Matt Hauser, you know. He's got your credit card already. Yes, we are a new creature in Christ. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. But Scripture also says in Galatians 5:16, I say then, someone's been in their Bible. Back to the Scripture. Galatians 5:16. Thank you. No, that ain't it either. You're kidding. I'll read it to you. Who's got a Bible in here? Okay. Yeah. Good. Read along with me. Galatians 5:16 says, I say, what does it say then? I have my reading glasses on. Hold on. Get my old man glasses here. Yes. I say then, walk. 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 Everybody say walk. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yes, it's great that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, but God calls you to walk in that Spirit. If He commands you to walk, that means you have a choice. You can choose to walk in the flesh, or you can choose to walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you are going to be impotent. You're going to be powerless. You won't be able to resist the temptation. But if you're walking in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you're sitting there dwelling on your temptation, dreaming and drooling about how good it's going to be, you're just fueling that, and yes, you are going to cave in. Yes, you are going to wind up sinning. Because you will think that you can't resist the intensity of that temptation all day. Oh. What? What did he say? I wasn't listening. Hold on. I was looking at this lint on my shirt. I had to pull that off. If you are dwelling on that thing, and the thought occurs to you that that's out of bounds, in the midst of that drool fest, you are going to sit there and think, but I don't have the power to resist this temptation all day. It's so intense right now, I can't imagine going all day and not caving in. But see, the lie from the pit of hell that the devil doesn't want you to know is this: you're not going to face the intensity of that temptation all day. You are in a moment of trial. If you will get busy and do something else, that thing will vaporize. especially if you do something else that's going to help you focus your mind on the Spirit instead of putting your mind on the flesh. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you will get up and do something and pull yourself away from that refrigerator, pull yourself away from that whatever store it is, that, you know, that hardware store or that music store or whatever, you know, clothing store, whatever it is, this the temptation for you could walk out of the showroom. If you will do something else and get focused on God, that temptation will stop and you will be able to endure it. No temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to man. But God is faithful, and He will not allow you to be tempted to sin above what you are able. But with that temptation, He will also allow a way of escape. If you will have enough faith to stand up and say, I'm going to do something else. I'm not going to say I'm going to resist this all day. I'm going to resist it for 5 minutes and get busy doing something else. God is faithful. He will make a way of escape, and you will find that temptation easing off and disappearing to the point where an hour later you go, I can't believe that I was almost about to give in to that stupid thing. Doesn't even bother me now. Praise God. Put on some good worship music, man. It changes the atmosphere around you. It changes your spirit. It energizes you. Put on some soaking music or some rousing praise and worship, man. Go on YouTube and put on Jesus Culture, man. That'll rock your world. Go for a prayer walk. That'll get you busy and get you in the Spirit at the same time. Just walk out in your neighborhood, man. I mean, how long has it been since you prayed for your neighbors? You know? Just get in the Spirit. Go for a prayer walk. And by the time you get back, that temptation will be under your feet. Just get out a vacuum cleaner. I mean, how long has it been since you vacuumed anyway? No, but you've been in my house. And while you're vacuuming, just get honest with God and say, you know, God, I know what your word says, but frankly, I don't know what I'm going to do. This thing is beating me up. It is kicking my butt, and I need you to help me. Frankly, God, I want to confess in all of its gory detail just what I'm tempted with right now. And do you know that God is so tender and merciful that He will begin to minister to you and work in your heart to take that out of your heart if you'll just get honest with Him about it? He is the living God. Praise God. Many, many times we quit just because we don't believe we have the power to endure. And so we'll throw in the towel before the fight is even over. We have that power inside. We just need to know how to access it. And when we tap into that, it gives us victory. So number one, leave the shotgun home. Number two, stop sitting in front of the bank. Number three, ditch the ski mask. Burn it. Get rid of it. Run over it. Bury it somewhere. Ditch the ski mask. What in the world are you talking about? One of the most powerful weapons against temptation is it to bring it out of secrecy. Bring it out of the darkness into the light. There's so much power, so much beauty in that. Man, it just snaps that power in half. If I'm sitting there at 11 o'clock at night and I am facing a trial, a temptation that seeks to destroy my soul, and I don't know how I'm going to have the power to overcome it, if I will call somebody that I'm accountable to and say, you know, I am struggling right now, would you call me up tomorrow morning and ask me if I gave in? I promise you, you won't. Your pride will keep you from giving in, because you don't want to make that phone call and have to say, yeah, I really messed up, man. Ditch the ski mask. Tell somebody. There's a trusted friend. Tell Matt Hauser. He's got your credit card. He already does your banking for you. Brother's a solid Christian, man. He will help you stay accountable. Call me. Call a friend. Tell somebody and share your life with them. That's what being in the body of Christ is all about. Yes, you're a new creature, but you're also a member of a new body. You have a new citizenship full of other believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, who can help you and who will encourage you and pray for you and counsel with you and will hold you accountable if you let them. And that accountability will break the power of temptation in your life. Ditch the ski mask, man. James 5:16, confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. So this long rabbit trail was all just to say, yes, we have a new identity in Jesus Christ, but sometimes we need to walk in a little bit of wisdom so we can fully access all the power that is available through that. Praise God. All right, that was number one. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives me a new identity. And you're like, oh my goodness, there's more? I'm hungry. Me too. I'll get through this. Number two, I'm thinking about what's out there too. Maybe I need to, you know, take some of my own advice. Mark, would you hold me accountable that when I go out there, man, I will leave those deep-fried leftovers alone, brother? Thank you. Ask me, did you eat any of that stuff? Good man. I can feel it leaving me already. I'm ready to preach another hour. Oh. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives me a new identity. Number two, the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives me new authority. Man, I got power, I got authority. Now, if I were to ask you, where are you sitting right now? What do you think your answer would be? Missy, where are you sitting right now, babe? In church. Good answer. Gus, where are you sitting right now? In church. Okay. It's unique. Nick, where are you sitting, brother? In the back. Okay. Darlene, where are you sitting? Oh. Steal my thunder, why don't you? Ignore that voice. Ignore that man or woman behind the curtain. Crystal, where are you sitting, hon? Oh, man. All right. The gig is up. I might as well bring it out. Yes, you are sitting in church. Yes, Dick is sitting in the back. Yes, you're sitting in a chair, you know. But, praise God, where am I? It is also true that your God sees you not only sitting in a chair in church in the back, He sees you as seated with Christ on a throne in the heavenly places, having full authority that goes with that relationship and position. Praise God. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6 says this, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, which with He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, He has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You are seated on a throne in heaven with Christ.